The Traveler's Journal, June 15th, on the far edge of a long way off. The town of Fremantle lies on Australia's western coast, where the Swan River flows into the Indian Ocean. These days, Frio, as its 30,000 residents call it, is a suburb of Perth, which is perhaps the world's most isolated metropolis. Getting there from Sydney takes 5 hours on a jet, or 2.5 days by train across the vast wasteland of the Nullarbor Plain, where the summer's heat can soften steel. Jaunty and kinetic, with wide curbs and restored Victorian buildings, Frio is a well-preserved 19th-century maritime town. The crenellated roofs of old brick buildings, laced with flowery pink, green, and taupe trim, all face toward the harbor, where suburban subdivisions of moored sailboats wave their masts in the noonday sun. A crayfish culture and sardine society, Frio was first settled as a prison and home port for whalers. Grubstaked by 1890s gold rush wealth, it gained fame hosting the America's Cup in 1987. But Frio owes most of its character to the ethnic grab bag of Italians, Slovak, Portuguese, Vietnamese, Thai, Chinese, and all the other nationalities who found the good life there, and whose restaurants now line its high street. Frio still harbors its seedy sailor side, tattoo parlors, and cheap hotels, but a modern wave of musicians, painters, and craftspeople have also imparted a hip bohemian edge. Ironic that a location once known as a grim lockup can now feel so liberating to visit. You'll find more resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.